Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, before we start, can I just do something real quick?
Well, let's start.
So I feel like this is relevant to what we've been talking about with Bill and just, you know, everything that's going on with the Patriots and the offense really since the end of the season last year. Did you guys know that the word... First of all, do you know what the word gaslighting is?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a major buzzword for people of my generation.
Okay, it is. Well, I guess I'm just catching up because it is also Merriam-Webster's dictionary, word of 22. So, 2022. So, here's the definition of what gaslighting is, and I will explain to you afterward how it relates to the Patriots because it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
What Bill Belichick has been doing to us. Gaslighting. Mind manipulation. Grossly misleading, downright deceitful, is Merriam-Webster's word of the year. Gaslighting means is a heinous tool frequently used by abusers in relationships and by politicians and other newsmakers. It can happen between romantic partners, within a broader family unit, and amongst friends. It can also be used by coaches who are trying to hide the truth.
Wow, excuse me? Says that Merriam-Webster.
That's what I feel like it should. I should add to that to this definition because, again, coaches, GMs, people trying to hide the truth, people trying to. You know, act like, you know, there isn't a problem, yet there really is. And they try to make you feel stupid. That's what I feel like gaslighting
that
is.
Can I give like a really quick example before we get to the real life example? So this is like a made up example. Let's say that you have a girlfriend. You're not married. You have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, you stay out too late with your girlfriends at night. I wish you would come home earlier. And then she stays out until 3 a.m. She comes home. And you're like, oh, I told you I didn't want you to stay out so late. Like, we talked about this. We had a whole conversation, and you're still staying out. And she turns around and she says, well, you're obsessed with me. I wasn't even out that late. I was out at 1. I was out until 1 last night.
And
you
said,
no, you were out until 3. No, you're crazy. You stay up, and you follow me.
Sounds personal.
Blah, blah, blah.
No. Sounds like this definitely didn't happen.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen in real life.
What happens is the person makes up a lie, turns it around on you.
So you feel stupid and crazy.
Yeah. So
like
you feel like, wait, do you...
Start rethinking everything.
Yeah. So you
you start rethinking everything. Am I the crazy one?
Yeah. Oh. And I feel like that's an excellent example because that happens in relationships, just like, and I also feel like it happens with coaches. So if you guys remember going back to Monday when Bill Belichick was on the Greg Hill show, he was asked if like he was taking, you know, this game against the Buffalo Bills personally after New England failed to force a punt in the last two meetings against the AFC East rival.
Bill, the last two meetings with the Bills did not go your way. Two full games without forcing a punt. How personally do you take the inability of this defense to stop Josh Allen, and is that part of the motivation as you prepare for Thursday night to host those Bills?
Yeah, well, again, it's a big challenge playing Buffalo. We got, we need everybody to play well. I mean, we had them in punt formation on the first series of the game and in the second game and gave up a fake punt. So that's, I don't really put that on the defense. But regardless, they moved the ball consistently against us. We certainly didn't make them punt in the playoff game. So, yeah, we know it's a big challenge, and we're going to have to play better than we've played against in the last 2 weeks in every area of the game.
Okay, so I heard this, and I remember we mentioned this when our show started briefly, but we got in all these crazy different, you know, accents about
squirrel moments.
Yeah, major squirrel moments. But the fact is, that's not true.
No, it's not.
Okay, if you look at the the Week 16 game log and just use your own memory, it shows no record of the Bills' fake punt, because that's what he's referencing. He's referencing, yeah, we did force him into a punt in that second game, but it was a fake punt, which actually ended up leading to a touchdown. But the reality is that that did happen, but that happened back in December of 2020. That's when the Bills had a fake punt. So I feel like Bill is gaslighting us with how successful the Bills' offense is. Like, they didn't punt in back-to-back games, a combined 80 points in those two games, and you didn't make them punt once.
So he's trying to make us believe that
like, they're not – the defense isn't as bad as it really was, or that the Bills' offense isn't as good and as successful and productive as it was in the last two games. Yet it, in fact, is. So I did feel a little crazy, like when I saw this, that gaslighting is the word of the year. Maybe Bill kind of was like, that's one I haven't used before. Let me start using
I think
this
it's been going
in
on.
Defense.
We've been talking
I feel like there's more
this.
Examples, right?
Yeah, we've been talking about this. Like, the whole, like, you know, sitting in front of the media when they were talking about play action earlier in the year and saying, well, it's really not effective against man. Like, you don't want to run. There's no reason to run play action.
You get a lot of blitz, and I'm not sure how, you know, what the effect of the play action really is, unless you're trying to bootleg and get outside or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's play action.
Yeah. Or play action, like, you know, against man. Because on the outside, guys are, you know, playing their man, and there's really no advantage of it. Other than, of course, like, you know, linebackers sucking up to stop the run, or a safety coming in to stop the run, only for you to tuck it and be like, oh, I got a tight end, or I got someone across the middle that got past them because they're committed to the run. Like, so it's – he got, like, an entire fan base thinking, duh, you don't – there's no reason to play action against man. Duh, did you hear Bill say it?
Yeah.
So obviously it's got to be true.
When, yeah, now you feel stupid.
We even asked Orlovsky, and he's like, well, I can kind of know what he's talking about, but no. He was like, no, I disagree.
So this whole time, I just felt like I was basically just saying, like, oh, he's covering up the truth. Like, he's exaggerating. He's not being honest, and he's just trying to protect somebody, some aspect of his team. And the reality is, he was just gaslighting us. I didn't know there was an actual name for it. So now I can feel like I can put this name to it, because I know there's more examples. I feel like it's happened throughout the entire year.
The immediate one that I think of is during camp, when – reporters down at camp were just asking basic questions about how the new outside zone running scheme was going and everything. And he said something along the lines of, well, what might look like the result of a good play to you is actually not always a good play. And sometimes it just takes one guy to screw up a whole play. Basically saying, well, you don't know what you're looking at. What you think you're seeing is actually not good.
Good plays aren't all good plays.
Exactly. And so, like, the one with the fake punt that he references from 2020. So you saw this Bills team three times since then, and they were all very memorable games. All three of the last games that you had are very memorable. He's deflecting from the point that the last two games that you played them, they put up 80 points on your defense. That is the point of this whole gaslighting of being like, hey, you know what?
Covering up the truth.
It's not, and it's deflecting from that. Hey, look over here. And also, you're stupid for asking that question.
Well, Mego, to your point, like, we were talking about that early in camp, like the whole zone blocking and everything. Remember this one, too, where it was, you know, we don't worry about results. It's about the process. Like, that whole thing got going. And we were comparing it to, well, geez, your owner the other day was talking about results. And now all of a sudden you got, you know, again, people sitting there and listening to Bill and sitting there saying, oh, guys, stop worrying about the results. Like, when you watch a football game, it's not about the results. It's about the process. Like, eventually, they'll figure this thing out. It takes time. It takes what? Don't start judging us until week five. Our athletes
We're not in shape.
Won't be in shape.
That's
Our football
one.
Players won't be in shape until
That's
five, six
one.
Weeks into the season. So you got everybody walking around going, oh, okay. So, no, everything's fine because, you know, the players won't be in game shape until a third of the season's over.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff that's been fed to you, and people are actually, you know, believing it. Maybe now they're questioning it. I don't know, because
and
maybe
why?
Because they think on their own. But it's like they've just been feeding it to you
and,
all
and
year
why
long.
Would he do that? A person, a guy like this.
Because he knew it was going to get ugly.
And I feel like I think there's some insecurities with his overall team and his ability to win and the ability to coach. Because gaslighting is really just a modern term. Would you call it a millennial term? What did you call it? Like your Gen Z?
Just a buzzword.
Okay, so a buzzword for your generation that I have just kind of found out about is basically the same thing as saying the emperor has no clothes. It's the same thing. That whole fable was based on trying to convince people that this emperor had no clothes on. Like, no, you're just stupid. You know, you're not bright enough to see it. You're not educated enough. You're not, like, in tuned enough with what's going on. You're the dumb one. And then you start believing it because someone who's really smart and bright and successful is telling you otherwise. So you go, yeah,
can I give
you're
me
right.
Another one?
I mean, you're right.
Labels don't matter.
Labels don't matter. On and on and on.
Let me ask you,
again.
Who's your offensive coordinator?
The labels don't matter.
Well, who is it?
Well, it's Matt Patricia.
Exactly. But wouldn't, God forbid you would ever say that because labels don't matter. So you start talking about why isn't he naming it? Why isn't he naming it? We start hearing people eventually like, just stop talking about it. Who cares? You heard Bill. Doesn't labels don't
exactly.
matter. You know, and it's like
exactly.
he just and you just everybody just takes it.
Yeah, and there's a group of followers that say just that. You guys
titles aren't the most important thing in the world.
Yeah,
here.
We don't care about titles.
We have people
titles
call up all the time that says basically shut up. You don't if Bill says it, it's true. Michael Lombardi, you don't have enough education. You're gonna tell me that two Yahoos on the radio are
nobody
gonna,
on that station has any right or any knows more about football than he does.
He's another one. They're all doing the same thing. Here's it's like, don't believe your lying eyes.
But the point is, nobody is claiming, at least on our show, I would say, nobody's claiming to know more about football than Bill Belichick.
Nobody
like,
ever
we
has.
Know
no.
a tiny sliver of a fraction.
He's forgotten more
of
than
what,
we'll ever
exactly.
know.
Exactly. We all know that. That's why we're asking the questions. Why do you do it this way? Why is it happening this way? Why do you make this decision, you know? Why don't you do it like all the other 31 teams are doing it?
If the qualification is you need to know more than the person you're questioning, then we would just turn off the radio. There would be no sound. Like, if you need to know more about baseball than Alex Cora, then nobody would be able to talk about it in town. If you know more about hockey than, you know, Jim Montgomery, or, you know what I mean, Brad Stevens, basketball, like, nobody's claiming, to your point, that you know more about it, but you're allowed to have opinions. You're allowed to listen to Bill Belichick say titles aren't important,
yeah.
that it's not about results, it's about
suddenly,
the process,
yeah.
that we actually had Buffalo punting in last year's game, which it never happened, which you can't run play action against man. Like, the more you hear it, you're just like, oh, okay, well, Bill's saying it, so it must be true.
See, another aspect of that is someone would say, oh, you know, he was confused. You know, he went, oh, he was thinking of that game in 2020 when they ran a fake
Why
punt.
Why would he go to that game with the three
Again,
games in
he
between?
He wouldn't, Megal. That's the point. Like, we're all supposed to believe.
Wouldn't he
like,
point
that's
to
the case.
The hurricane game first? Or
yes,
whatever you
the snow
call it, the
game.
Monsoon game.
Yes,
and say, this,
like,
look what we did.
It's
here.
Just a bigger picture of, like, again, we're getting towards the six games left in the season. This has been going on. So Bill knew. Like, well, how backed into a corner this offense and this team was, and that he would be questioned and criticized for some of the decisions that he's made, and he knew he would have to cover him up, and he said, aha, gaslighting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do to them. They'll never see it going.
Yeah.
You'll never see it coming.
And they'll all believe it.
Yep.
Because I've set them up for years.
Sheep.
Yeah. Set them up
and
for years.
And we're weak.
Yep.
Do you
That's
know where the term is. Comes from?
No.
A film in 1944 where everyone talks like the way that you think that people talk.
Like series. The reporter. Yeah, like, that you, I'm going to check it out.
See, I'm losing my mind. See?
See, you know what? You referenced this earlier and you refused to grab the sound for it.
Because none of the Empire State Building with a compass, a roadmap, and a native guide.
I told you grab
know,
it and you wouldn't
clips,
grab it.
Like, were explaining it. It was just like women screaming.
I still don't think that's it. I think gaslighting, if you were going to look at the genesis of gaslighting, I don't think it started in 1944.
I think it did start. I think it just is one of those terms that went out of like fashion, and then it all of a sudden it comes back
it's
the way that
back.
Baby
I feel like
do.
Munchausen syndrome is the same
Who?
Thing. Munchausen syndrome, like, didn't...
Or
you
Munchausen's
know.
By proxy?
No.
Yeah. No, that's where somebody else forces you into the Munchausen.
Yes, somebody else forces you believe that you're sick when you're really not.
Yeah. Yeah. Pediatricians see it a lot.
Yes.
There you go.
Crazy parents.
Bill Belichick. Gaslighting all of us. All of us.
Don't discuss just a patsy, now I'm going to find out what for.
And the biggest one, maybe actually trying to get us to believe that these offensive coaches would actually work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!